Joining us on the line is Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
You've been a very busy fellow. We've noticed the other day you had some legislation pertaining to the Teamsters. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Teamster workers, retirees, and something called the plan they're in is called Central States. It's a plan, a multi-employer plan that Teamsters have paid into through their collective bargaining agreements, and the companies were matching. It's run way short of funds. We're trying to find a way to save this plan and help them help Teamster retirees be made whole. And the Treasury Department just turned down the Central States plan, which would have been significant cuts to their pensions. We pushed hard, as the Teamsters did, to turn down that plan. Now Congress has got to go to work. It's 20-some thousand Teamster retirees in Ohio. It's a really, really big deal. And Congress is, as Congress, you know, we bailed out the banks 8 years ago, 6 years ago, and now we're this is Teamsters doing this through no fault of their own, and we've got to try to find a way to make them whole.
The other day, I attended a news conference in Lorain hosted by the Steelworkers Union, Local 1104. Ted Strickland was there, of course. He's running for the Senate seat now held by Rob Portman. But the steelworkers were very concerned about different trade pacts from years gone by, and one pending now, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Anything new on that one?
Well, I think we've effectively, we certainly slowed it down, and I hope we've killed it. It's all the presidential candidates are against it. The last four, Trump, Cruz, Clinton, and Sanders. Now there are three, but they're all against it. I think that the country is on to these trade agreements. The administrations of both parties make promises about them. They don't bear out. This one in particular, I know what Lorain County thought about NAFTA. I worked hard against that and voted against it, and I know that the county was overwhelmingly opposed to it. One of the things this bill does is TPP is actually even worse than NAFTA when it comes to auto issues on something called country of origin or rules of origin, and it would allow China and other countries to sort of backdoor their way into getting the benefits of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in ways that just shouldn't be allowed. And so that's one of the reasons, but I'm opposing it. There are a lot of reasons. But I feel pretty good. I know that Mitch McConnell is going to try to jam it in the lame duck session between November and January, and we're organizing to stop him.
One other item I know you've been busy with is legislation to extend educational benefits for surviving spouses of service members. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we were going to do a radio call yesterday with the widow of a soldier that was killed. And because of a quirk in the law, when she wanted to go back to school and get the benefits she was due as a Gold Star wife, if you will, as a widow of someone killed in action, the time expired, and we just want to make sure, these are called FRI scholarships, that they're available. Even if, after their kids are raised, say the soldier dies and the family, the children are really small, and after the kids go off to high school, maybe the spouse wants to go back and go to Lorain Community College or go to Tri-C or whatever, or go to Cleveland State, and the benefits aren't there, and we want to make sure that there's more permanence to that.
Our guest today has been Sherrod Brown. Did you happen to catch any of the Tribe in their 16th inning loss yesterday?
It's tough when you lose that. I wasn't watching it because I was in Washington, right. But I was kind of following it. And about the 14th inning, I gave up kind of following it. I guess they lost in 16 on a walk-off home run. Tough to win in extra innings on the road, as you know.
Absolutely. But at home, they seem to be doing quite well.
Yeah, they're doing okay. They have a better start than last couple of years. But they got good pitching, good starting pitching. Their bullpen's not been so good as they expected, I think. It's my family tradition of criticizing the manager always, but I think Francona overuses the bullpen, but that's just my opinion. I mean, he's the baseball guy, I'm not, but I can have my opinion. What the heck?
Well, that's what it's so fun about.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning.
All right, we'll do it again. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
I want a correction. It was 47,000 Teamster retirees in Ohio, not 22. I don't know what that number jumped into my mind. I apologize for
that. Got it. Stand corrected.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, folks.
Sherrod Brown, Senator, joining us this morning, talking about some of the things happening in Washington as well.